The Mishnah starts as follows. Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim Shtayim Shehein Arba Bachutz. Now let us see in Rashi exactly what this means. Yitzias HaShabbos. So Rashi says Hoitzois. The Maram explains the word Yitzias means going out. Going out does not speak about carrying. So therefore, Rashi says, Yitzias HaShabbos means Hoitzois, taking out a chayfetz, Shemirshus L'Rishus. When one takes out a chayfetz from one Rishus to another Rishus, Hu Amurais L'Shabbos, and these Hoitzois are mentioned L'Gabi Shabbos, ובגמור מפורש תחנוסס נמי קורי יציאס. That hachnose is also called יציא, הויול ומויצי מרשוס לשוס. Now let us define, there's הויצא and hachnose. הויצא means if one takes out from a רשוס היוחד to a רשוס הרבן. Hachnose is, and one is bringing in from a רשוס הרבן to a רשוס היוחד. So the Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos, the Hitzois of Shabbos, Hamurais L'Shabbos. We'll see later that Beizam at Beiz exactly what this means, Hamurais L'Shabbos. But the Hitzois, which we learned about, that are Osir in Shabbos, Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim. So Rashi says, Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim means as follows. La'oison ha'oimdim bifnim, the person who is standing in the Rishus HaYochid. So shtayim, there are two which he is mechuyev min ha'toire if he makes a heitzo or a achnosa. So la'oison ha'oimdim bifnim, shtayim min ha'toire. There are two chiyuvim min ha'toire, heitzo va'achnosa, the balabais. We're speaking about the balabayis is the one that is standing in the house, and we'll see the oni is standing outside of the house, and one is handing something to the other one. So the oimed bifnim, the balabayis, ha'oimed bifnim, either by taking out or by bringing in, so there are two chiyuvim min ha'toire. Each one is mechuyiv min ha'toire. Shdayim min ha'toire. There are two chiyuvim min ha'toire. Hoitzo v'hachnose de balabayis. Ubeperik ha'zoirik b'reishei nafkelon. How do we know b'chlal meleches hoitzo? Mebi yitzav moishe v'yaviru koil b'machne. Lo yisafiku mirshus ha'yochid l'rshus ha'rabim. There we learn out the Isser Heitzo. Moshe Rabbeinu told them by the Nidves HaMishkan, do not take out from the Rishus HaYochet to the Rishus HaRabim, Lohovi, Nidove, Lemachna Leviye. Lemachna Leviye was a Rishus HaRabim, so he told them, do not bring out today in Shabbos your Nidoves for the Mishkan. V'yayim HaShabbos Hoye, Kediyal of Hosom. Val Shtayim Eilu, so a person who is standing bifnim, the Mishnah will explain the case later, but bekitzel, the person who is standing inside, the balabos who is standing inside, is either by handing out, which is haitzo, or by bringing in, which is hachnose, so he is chayiv. Val shtayim elu chayiv chatos al shigigosai. If he was a shaygik on meleches Shabbos, so he is chayiv achatos. Val zdoinai, and if he was amazed without hasra, then he's chayiv kores. Val hasra osa iskila. And if they warned him, and afal piken he made eitzo vachnose, he's chayiv skila. V'chein b'chol meleche Shabbos, these three madregas also apply, chatos, kores, and skila. So these are the one who is standing inside in the bayis. There are two chiyuvim min ha'toire, shehein arba. Altogether, there are four chiyuvim. There are two more chiyuvim. Shehein arba midivreihem oisifu shtayim lesser lechatchila. Midarabonon, there are two more chiyuvim for the person who is oimed bifnim. But if he did one of these other two, so he's potter from achatos. L'kamon meforish l'ba'ozel. Later, the Mishnah will explain what the two tziyurim of chiyav are and what the two tziyurim of potter avol also. So the Mishnah said again, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim, there are two chiyuvim of Eitzor, Shehein Arba, plus the other two chiyuvim, which are just plus the other two Potter Avol Osa, Bifnim. This applies for the person who is Oymed Babayis, Ushtayim, and there are two chiyuvim min HaToyre, Shehein Arba, plus the other two which are Osa Midarabonon, and which add up to four, Bachutz, for the person who is standing outside. And now the Mishnah will explain the cases which the two are lechiyuv and the two are poter avolosa. Ketzat. So the Mishnah starts explaining what we were speaking about. Ha'oni oimed bachutz ubal habayis bifnim. So the Mishnah is giving us a moshul that there was a poor person standing outside, and the case was he sent in a keli to the balabos. The balabos should give him some food. Ha'oni oimed b'chutz u'balabayis b'fnim. And the balabos is standing inside. And now we're going to explain the case. Before we start going into the cases of the Mishnah, let us just say a shtikel ha'ore that the Mefoshim ask, why did the Tana depict the Haitzov Achnoso with a case of a poor person and a balabos? There are two people. Why did he have to say this one was an oni and this one was a balabos? Why was it necessary? The Poshnit Eretz is for practical purposes. He shouldn't have to be marich one person, another person. So he said oni, he made it an oni and a balabayis. But the Baal Tanura says the Tana wants to tell us a big chiddush. We're learning over here a case that a oni went and sent in a keli. He needed food. He needed tzedakah. And the balabos went and put food into the keli and handed it out to the oni. Is lemaise the balabos was mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah? That's for sure. He was mekayim a mitzvah of tzedakah. Now at the same time he was a mechalel Shabbos. So the Tanna is telling us that one has no right to be mechalel Shabbos in order to be mekayim mitzvah tzedakah. That's one chiddush. That a right does not correct a wrong. He was mekayim mitzvah tzedakah, but at the same time he's chayiv chatos. He's a mechalel Shabbos. But be'emes in the Tanna is telling us a greater chiddush. And this tachroinim ask, why is it that way? There's Shitas Rabbi Yossi in Masechta Sukkah, Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, weiter in Masechta Shabbos, that Tor bidvar mitzvah, ve'osa mitzvah, one is potter from a kol mechatos, which means as follows. If it was the Yontiv of Sukkot, and a person wants to go, and he wants to be Mekayim mitzvah lulav, and he's so bold, he's so fatumul, that's Yom Rishon, he's taking the Dalet Minim, so he goes out and he takes a lulav from his house into the Rishus HaRabim. And he's a Mechalel Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi says that he's potter from a kol mechatos, because we learn if a person had an intent to do a mitzvah, and lemaisa ended up by doing the mitzvah, but he was Mechalel Shabbos, so there's a klal, he was oiver an aveira sheyesh by koris. So the halacha is Torah bidvar mitzvah. If the Torah came about because he had an intent to do a mitzvah, and he ended up by doing a mitzvah, so the halacha is he's potter from a kol. He's potter from a kol mechatos. Perhaps the lomdus says he's not called a complete shaygig. It's a little less than a shaygig. Not only was ignorant of the Melechah Shabbos, but he wanted to do a mitzvah. So the intent to do a mitzvah, and he ended up by doing a mitzvah, patels from a kol mechatos. So therefore, the achrayim ask a moira de kekashe. They ask this balabos, when he sent out the keli with food for the oni, so he wanted to do mitzvah stokeh, and he did mitzvah stokeh. So why is the balabos chaye va kolb mchatas. This kasha, the gdeili achoynim ask, abekevege, the chsam sefer. There are basically two terutzim on this kasha. One teretz, the Rishash wants to say, the Cheshek Shleimer want to say, that this p'tur of Tor b'dvar mitzvah is only when one is bohul, when he's fatumult. That means if he settled and he had no reason to be excited over the kiyam mitzvah, he had time to think it over, there's no p'tur of Tor b'dvar mitzvah. So they taina over here, he's not bohul. That's what they want to say. So therefore, he's chayev akol b'mchatas. This is a very debatable teretz. It's bakant the maisa of Nochum Ish Gamzu that a poor person came to him and he waited a few minutes and the poor person died. It's not so poshut when a poor person is asking for food that one could start thinking, let's maybe there's a chilul Shabbos involved. It's not such a poshut teretz. Other achrayim the Chsam Sefer learns that in this case he's also bohu. So we're back with the kasha. So why is he taking mechuyev akol b'mchatos? It is tobit va mitzvah va osa mitzvah. So the Chsam Sefer has a very interesting teretz. He says, this or a man who was going in Shabbos with a keli, he's a shtikl machalo Shabbos over here. He's walking for nedoves. It's in Shabbos and he's walking for nedoves. Now we can say this or a man was a professional machalo Shabbos, a machalo Shabbos b'meizid, because if he'd be a machalo Shabbos b'meizid, he would never bring a kol b'mchatos. Because a kol b'mchatos is only brought by a person who is shov midiyosai. If he would have been aware that he's machalo Shabbos, he never would have done it. Then he brings a kol b'mchatos. If this oni was a machalo Shabbos b'meizid, he would never bring a kol b'mchatos. Now why is pshat in this oni? He's walking in Shabbos with a keli for nedoves. So this oni was a shtikel lamden and a shtikel kal. That means he knew one is not allowed to carry daladamas b'shusarab. So when he was going with his keli, he was going to carry pochas mi daladamas. He needs food for Shabbos. The covered Shabbos, he needs food. So he's carrying a keli. Every two amas he stops, he goes further. That was his intent. Which is also mi darabonon, but the rabbonon he wasn't too frum. How did he have an intent to go and get the keli into the balabos? He also had only with a lomda she'etze. We'll see zeh oiker v'zeh miniach. He's going to make the akire. The balabos is going to make the hanocha, which is also only at the rabbona de kishayla. The kitzer, this oni was only mechalo Shabbos mi darabona. Minatoyre, he chas v'shol, he never want to be a mechalo Shabbos minatoyre. And then he made a mistake and he handed in the keli. He forgot the whole lomdus. He was so hungry, he handed in the keli. That is the case over here. So we have over here an oni who is a mechalo Shabbos midrabonim. So the Chsam Sefer says, Amoyre di kechidish. A mechalo Shabbos midrabonim, there's no mitzvah of tzedakah. That's the chidish what the Chsam Sefer says. So it's tobit va mitzvah v'loi osa mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to give tzedakah to such a person. Amoyre di kechidish. So b'meil, that's why yechayev achatos. But let's get back now to the case of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah will start explaining the cases, the chiyuvi derais and the chiyuvi derabon. So the Mishnah says like this, Poshat ha'oni es yodai lifnim. The oni had a keli, and he went and handed it into the yad of the balabais. So this is a pure case of hachnose. The oni made an akire b'rshus harabim, and he made a hanoche b'rshus hayochi. This is achnos. Oy shenotal mitoicho v'hoitzi. Or, let's say there was food in the hand of the balabos, and he took the food out of the hand of the balabos, which that means by standing in the reshus harabim, he made an akire from the reshus hayochit, v'hoitzi, and then he took out the food, so he made here hoitzo. The Mishnah starts off with hachnose, and ends with Eitzor. Ha'oni chayev. In these two cases, the oni is chayev achatos, or balabai is potter, and the balabos is potter. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, ושתיים שאין דלת בחוץ, שתיים מן התורה, היצוא והכנוסה דעוני העומד בחוץ, ושתיים מדבריים, שהמלוכה נאסיס על ידי שניים, דרעתו ושם מדרבונון, זה עיקר וזה מניח, one is making the akira, one is making the anocha, לכתחילה עושה. ואם עושה פוטר, and if they did it, they're פוטר, from a korban chatos, כדיאלף בגמורה שניים שעשו פטורים. We have a limud later, if one made an akira and one made an anocha, both of them are potter from a korban chatos. Now we're starting to explain the case. Posha ta'oni es yodoi, the oni stretched his hand in, v'chefetz besoich, and there was a chefetz in his hand. V'nosan l'soich yodoi de balabayis, and he put his chefetz in the yad of the balabayis. The Ovid lay akire b'rshus harabim. He made an akire b'rshus harabim. He took it out of the b'rshus harabim. V'hanoche b'rshus hayochid. And he made anoche in the b'rshus hayochid. Oy, shenot al mitoicha v'hoitzi. Or, v'hoitzi ha-chefetz. He took the chefetz out of the hand of the balabos. V'hoitzi ha-chefetz v'hiniach b'rshus harabim. He took out the chefetz. And Rashi says he put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. Rashi is coming to tell us that it is not sufficient that he's holding the Chayfetz, because that is a Shaila further in the Gemara Dav Gimel. If Hanochas Gufoi Ka Hanochas Chayfetz Domi, that alone that he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, is it considered Ki'ilu the Chayfetz is Munach Rishus HaRabim? So Rashi does not want to go into this Shaila. So Rashi says the case is, v'hoitzi ha-chefetz, he took out the chefetz, v'hiniach b'shus ha-rabim, he put it down in the b'shus ha-rabim. Da'ovid le'akire b'shus ha-yochid, v'hanoche b'shus ha-rabim. That is the case of hoitzo of the oni. Ha-oni chayiv, so in these two cases, the oni is chayiv. She'oso meloche shleima. He did a complete meloche. The first case was Hachnosin, the second case was Eitzo, Vareishtayim min HaTorah, these are the two cases that he's Mechuyiv min HaTorah, Lo'oimid B'chutz, for the person who is standing B'chutz. U'Balabayis Potter, the Balabayis, who did not do anything in these two cases, the first case, the Oni made the Hanoche al Yad HaBalabayis, the second case, the Oni made the Akire Miyad Balabayis, but the Balabayis did not do any pula whatsoever. The Balabayis potter ligamri. Vafilu lechatchile muter. It's not potter avol also, but even lechatchile, the Balabos is permitted to do what he was doing, which was nothing. The halav midi ovat. He didn't do any pula whatsoever. V'ochi meforish b'gmor, and the Gemor will explain this on Bav Gimel. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah. Poshat Balabayis es yodei lechutz. Now we're going to speak about a case that the Balabos made a hoitzo. Poshat Balabayis es yodei lechutz. The Balabos stretched out his hand, lechutz, v'nosan l'soich yodei shaloni. And he put it into the yad of the oni. Oi, so there, the Balabos made a hoitzo. Oi shenot al mitoicho, or he took the keli out of the hand of the oni, v'hichnis, and he brought it inside, into the Rishus HaYochid, Balabayis Chayiv, v'ha'oni potter. Poshet Balabayis, so Rashi says, Balabayis Chayiv, v'reishtayim min ha-toyre lo'oymed b'fnim. Now we have the two tziyurim, that the oymed b'fnim, the Balabayis, is Chayiv. Now the Mishnah is going to explain the other two tziyurim, which are potter avolosa. Poshat ha'oni es yodoi lifnim. The oni stretched his hand inside of the Rishus HaYochid. And the oni, in this case, made an akire. He had a keli in his hand, and he made an akire. But he did not put it down in the Rishus HaYochid. V'notal bal habayis mitoicho. And the Balabos took this keli out of the hand of the oni, and they put it down in the Rishus HaYochid. So in this case, we have an akire. We're speaking of a case of hachnose. The oni made an akire, and the Balabas made the Hanochi. Oy shenosam lisoicha vahoitzi, or here the Balabas made the Yakire, and he put it into the Yad of, he made the Yakire by putting it into the Yad of the Oni, vahoitzi, and the Oni took out the Chayfitz. So here we have an exact opposite case. Here the Yakire was from the Balabayis, the Hanocha was from the Yoni, and this is a case of Haitzo, Shneyem Pturim. So in this case, inside the Oni, inside the Balabos, are Potter from a Kolb Mchatos. Let us see Rashi. Posha to Oni as the Ovid Le Yakire. In the first case, the Oni made the Yakire. V'notol balabayis mitoicho v'hiniach bifnim. V'ovid lei balabayis hanoche. The balabos took from the yad ha'oni and he put it down in the rishus ha'yochid, so the balabos made the hanoche. Oy shenosan l'soicho, or the ovid lei balabayis akire, the balabos made the akire by putting it into the yad of the oni, v'hoitzi ha'oni v'hiniach, and the oni made the hanoche. So in these two cases, Shneihem pturim, shloi oso ha'echot melocha shleim. Each one did not do a complete melocha. Aval asurim lases kein lechatchile. But they are also to do what they did. Shemo yavoyu kol echot ve'echot lases melocha shleima b'shabes. Because they might come to do a melocha shleima. So in this case, we have two tziyurim which are also midarabonim. In which two tziyurim are also midarabonim? Achas lo'oni bechutz. This is one of the cases that the oni is chayev, is also midarabonim. He made an akire from the reshus harabim to go into the reshus hayochid. So we have here one akire of the oni and one akire of the balabos. So these are two cases which are potter avolos. So Rashi asks the imtaimar, in these two cases there are two more tziyurim which are potter avolos. Shnayim heim lechol echot veechot. In each case, there are two tziyurim, which each one is also. Akire lo'oni, v'akire lo'balabayis. These are the two cases which we mentioned before. The tzir of achnose is an akire lo'oni. The tzir of oitzo is akire of the balabayis. But then we have another two cases. Hanoche lo'oni, in the second case, the oni made the hanoche. V'hanoche lo'balabayis, in the first case, the balabos made the hanoche. So we have another two tziyurim which the Mishnah did not speak about. Lekamen porichlo, the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. Umishani deloy choshev ela akiroi shehein tchilas hamelochem. The Mishnah is only speaking about the akirois, which this is the beginning of the meloche. Ve'iko lemeimar shemo yigmereno. The Mishnah that says poter avol also is only speaking about the akirois. What is the difference between the akirois and the anochis? Theoretically, both are also midarabonim. The Mishnah is only speaking about akirois, which there is a possibility that they might end up with a gemar. So that is what the Mishnah is speaking about. So therefore, we only have two cases in this file. The akira of the oni, which could have ended up with a hanoche, lemaisa didn't end up by him making hanoche, the balabos took it out of his hand. In the same case, the akira of the balabos, which could have ended with a hanoche, but again, it did not end with a hanoche, he put it into the hand of the oni. So that is the case that of a potter avol oso, one for the balabos and one for the oni. Poshat balabayis es yodai lechutz. Now we'll have another case with another two tziyurim which are poter avolosa. Poshat balabayis es yodei lechutz. If the balabos stretched his hand out outside, so the balabos made an akire, v'notal ha'oni mitoicho, and the oni took the chayfetz from the yad ha-balabai. So here the balabos made an akira, then he made an anoche. He stretched out his hand, and the oni put into the hand of the balabos. So there the oni made the akira, the hichnis and the balabos made the hanoche, shneim pturim. So in this case we have here, the first case is the akira of the balabais, that the balabos made an akira of hoitzo. And the second case is the akira of the oni, that the oni made the hachnosa. So according to Rashi, the Mishnah, just to get a little clear, so the Mishnah is saying, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, that means as follows, the Balabos who was standing inside, there are Shtayim in HaTorah, which is Haitzoh VaHachnosa, Shehein Arba, there are two Haitzois that the Balabos is Potter Avol Osa. Either he stretched out his hand outside and the Oni took it for him, or he picked it up and he put it in the yad of the Oni. That is the other two tziurim which are potter avalosa by the balabos. Ushtayim shein arba bechutz is speaking about the Oni is standing outside, so the shtayim in atoira are heitzoh v'achnose, and the shtayim derabonon are two tziurim of achnose, where the Oni made an akire and he did not make a hanoche. That lemaise is pshat in the Mishnah. Now let us see Tais. Yitziyais HaShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba. Hitsha Rivo the Dinei Haitzoi Shabbos Hoyeloi L'shanois Gabay Oveis Meloches. So the Rivo asks, the Rivo was very Mesudadik, the Rishayin was very Mesudadik, Mesachta Shabbos should not have started with Yitziyais HaShabbos. We have further in the seventh Perek, Perek Klal Godel, there the Mishnah in Klal Godel enumerates all the 39 Melochis. The last of the 39 Melochis is Amoitzi Mirshus Lishus. So on that, on the 39th Melochis, which mentions the Din of Haitzah, after the Mishnah mentioned the Melach of Eitzah, he wants to elaborate on the Melach of Eitzah, so he should have put this Mishnah in Perek Klal Godel. The Hosam Ktani of his Melachis Mem Chosarachas. There we learned there are 39 of Melachis. Uktani Eitzah Lebisai. In the last Melach is Eitzah. Bahavalei Lahaschil. So that's Kasha number one. Number one, this belongs in Perek Klal Godel. Number two, Taisus is asking, V'havale lahaschel kiseder bedvorim demayri berev Shabbos miboidyoim. In Bechlal, when the Tana is speaking about Hilche Shabbos, so he should have spoken about the halachas that apply Erev Shabbos, the halachas that apply Bein Hashmoshes, the halachas that apply in Shabbos, and the Taisa says as follows: Pavle lahaschel kiseida bedvorim the mayri be'erev Shabbos meboidyoin. There are certain halachas which apply erev Shabbos. Kigoin. There's a mishnah in the first perik lo yetsay achayit b'machtoi somach lachashecha, that a tailor should not. They used to have a needle they used to have stuck in their baguette that showed this profession. So he should be careful, Erev Shabbos, not to go out with his machat, because he might forget and he might carry it in Shabbos. So that's a halacha of Erev Shabbos already. Ein shayrin diyoy v'samonim, ve'ein tzoylin boso. So these are the halachas which apply Erev Shabbos. Then he should have said, v'achakach b'mem adlikin, hilchas adlokas haneiris, v'kira b'met tzoymnim, which these halachas which apply to atmonim, Shein dvorim hanoyhagim im chasheicho. That applies a little later already, bein hashmoshes. Ba'achakach b'ma behem of b'ma isha yoitza, dvorim hanoyhagim b'shabes. These are halachas with how a behem is permitted to go out, with which tachshitim and isha is permitted to go out, before chilul Shabbos. These are, this is the din which Hashem Shabbos has to do. V'shuv, and afterwards, if we know the Seder, what to do Erev Shabbos, what to do Bein HaShmoshes, how to go out in Shabbos, then we'll start talking about the Hilchi Shabbos, the Chilul Shabbos, the Kehalochis. V'shuv, always Melochi Shal Shabbos. V'derech HaTana L'shanis K'Seder Hazeh. The Tana usually, when he's Mesader HaMesechta, he's taking Mesader with such a Seder. K'moyshe Matzinu B'Psochem. Let us look at Masechtas Pesachim. The Maschil Beleil Yudalit. The Masechtas starts Oile Yudalit Boit Kemes HaChometz. Vishuv later, the Yudalit. Later, the Perek speaks about Alochas that apply Yom Yudalit. Vishuv Bishchitas Pesachim, Shubein Aboyim. Later, it speaks about the Shchitas HaPesach, which is after Chatzos. V'achakach Shoinem Yachilas Pesachim, Shubalaila. Later, it speaks about Achilas HaPesach. So Mamel, that's just like the Seder HaDvorim, the Tanis Masada, the Seder HaLochis, as they come. V'chein b'yume, Maschel b'zayin yomim koidim yom ha-kippurim, he starts first with what happened 7 days before Yom Kippur, v'achakach be'erev yom ha-kippurim, v'achakach leil yom ha-kippurim. So here, this Mishnah is like a sore thumb. Before we come to Tosfos Teretz, so others say the goyim and the Chayvetz Hashem and the Sfasemis want to say that in reality the only meloche that is mevurer in the Torah that is osur in Shabbos is this iser of Haitzor. The other lametes meloches, it's a limud from the Mishkan, it's very unclear. Havore bechlau is a shayla if there's a chiyev chatos on Havore. So therefore, the Tana wanted to start off with a halacha that's mevurer in the Torah, and that is the malacha veitzor. That's what these achreinim try to answer Tosfos kasha. But al kaponim, Tosfos did not hold of this Tana. The tirits, so the riva answered as follows: Do heitzor chavivolei laakdumi. That there's a psa ahave mikalkelis as ashure. There's an inyan of this taka ashure, this taka aseder, but the chavivis that the Tana had to the hilchis haitzor, since it is so complex and there's so many chedushim in hilchis haitzor, so I have a mekalkelis as ashure. So therefore, he had to first tell you, as soon as you start learning Masechta Shabbos, he wanted to tell you hilchis haitzor with all the halachis and pratim of hilchis haitzor. That is the Rivos Teretz. Deitzor chaviv olei laakdumi. Mishum debi mishne zu shaminon kame dvorim. From this mishne, there are so many halachas which we can derive. For example, hoitzor vahachnose da'oni va'osher. We will see later in Tosfos, there's a hoitzor of the oni, there's the hoitzor of the osher. These are two different siyurim. Even though theoretically they are both the same, we are taking out from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, but it's different. There's Haitzah Da'ani and there's Haitzah Da'osher. Nachnosa Da'ani, Nachnosa Da'osher. Number one. Udeboinon Akire Vahanoche. In this Mishnah we see that there are two Chalakim to Melechus Haitzah. If the Ani is stuck in his hand, he's not a Mechal Shabbos yet. Kozmani did not make Anoche. One needs an akire and one needs a hanoche. And also we see ushnayim shasu pturim. If one made an akire and one made a hanoche, they're also potter. Then we see another din. V'yadai shel adam chshuvoloi kidalid al dalid. We'll have later in the perek that one has to make a hanoche an amokim dalid. One has to make an akire from amokim dalit. So there's a big problem in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, v'nosan l'soich yodai shel balabayis. He put down the chayfetz in the yad of the balabayis. So there's a problem already, a whole sugya. He did not make a hanochas a chayfetz an amokim, which is dalit al dalit tochim. Oy shenot al mitoich, I did not make an akire from amokim dalit al dalit. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that yodai shalodam chshuvolai kedal dal dalit. And we have another chiddush. V'yodai shalodam eino loy kirshus ha-yochid v'loy kirshus ha-rabim. Which means as follows. Let us go, let's say, to the third case in the Mishnah. Poshat ha-oni es yodai lifnim. The Oni had a chayfetz, and he stuck his hand in the Rishus HaYochid. The Oni is standing in the Rishus HaRabin. He stuck his hand into the Rishus HaYochid. V'notal balabayis mitoich. And the balabos took the chayfetz from the hand of the Oni, and he took it. Now, so the Mishnah says that the Shneim Pturim, the balabos made a hanoche, and the Oni made, and the Oni made an Akira. Therefore, both of them are potter. Now, the Emerson, the Mishnah is telling us a moiridike chiddush. What is the chiddush? One could think the Oni is standing in the Rishus HaRabin. He stuck his hand with a chayfetz into a Rishus HaYochid. Now, let us think, what Rishus does the chayfetz find itself? It'd be a mocking to think, Yodai Boso Gufa Greire. If he's standing in Rishus HaRabin, so the chayfetz in the yad have the halacha of a Rishus HaRabin. So one could think that the chayfetz now is considered munach b'Rishus HaRabin, because his guf is b'Rishus HaRabin, so I should say Yodai Boso Gufa Greire, so the yad has a halacha, and the chayfetz that is in the yad has a halacha kilu, it is munach b'Rishus HaRabin. If this would be true, so then the halacha and the Mishnah would not be true. So the halacha would be as follows. Posha ta'oni es yodei lifnim, v'notal balabayis mitoicha. So the balabos should have been a machal Shabbos. The balabos took from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid. And since the Mishnah does not say this, so we see that yodoi shel odom eino loike Rishus HaYochid. If he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, he's sticking out his hand in the Rishus HaRabim, his yad does not have a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Veloike Rishus HaRabim, if he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim and the yad is in the Rishus HaYochid, the hand does not have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. So al koponim, that was the Rivos Teretz. The Rivos Teretz is that the gewaldike chvivis the Tana had to this Mishnah, which mentions so many halachas, he had to stick this in, even though it is shalaika seder. The Rabbeinu Tam meforish that he started the Mishnah with an oni and an osher, the dovor ha-hoive rogil ha-shas l'shana istchile. The Tana usually starts with something which occurs very frequently, and the Tana is telling us that what a person is knocking on the door and asking for an adova is nisnes chadish gevoren bayuns. This is adova hahoive. You have an oni outside and a balabos inside, and the oni is asking for an adova. This is tog teglach. This comes before everything. So first of all, he starts telling us this halacha first. And this overweighs any cheshbin of seder. V'chein b'mesechtes bo b'kame, ha-sher v'ha-boyer v'ha-mave v'ha-hever, also there, the Tana does not go according to the Seder that the Psukim wrote the Dalet Ovis Nezikin, because the Tana wrote the Seder, which is more Shriach, that he was Magda. Shriche has a din kdima over Seder. V'chein meforish Rav Hai, gabi Dalet Tzrichin lahoydeis beperik haroya. There are four people that is Achiev Haido, Achiev Abirchas Agoimu, Loinokat Hashas, Keseder Aposik, also the same reason, because the Tana wanted to speak about the Dvorim Harigilim Likoris. So therefore, the Tana had a different Seder. Period. V'oid Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, the Posach B'Yitzias, he started off the Mesechta with Yitzias, Mishum Deboi L'meim, he wants to continue. Lo yeitze hachayit b'machta, we're going to have in this perik, there was a gzeire, that hachayit is not allowed to go out b'machta miboid yoim. So memela, so before he mentioned this gzeire, he wanted to tell you the reason of this gzeire is because there's an iso d'irais of itzo. So this is a hakdome to the Mishnah of lo yeitze hachayit b'machta. That means the Tan is taki going keseder. And we're starting off, in reality, the first halacha of Masechta Shabbos is lo yeitzei achayit b'machtei, which this is a halacha that applies Erev Shabbos. But in order for us to appreciate and understand this halacha, we have to be aware that there's an iser of Eitzah. So this is the hakdome to the Mishnah of Yetzei Achayit B'machtek. Even though the Gabi, the other halachas which apply on Erev Shabbos, he was not magdim, that there's a of, that they were geyser not to do these things because of the of Malabim. V'loi ha-mavir mishum ba-metayinim, ha-mavir is spelled wrong over here, it wasn't magdim, meleches ha-vore mishum ba-metayinim. Haitzo hutzrech l'shamnes tvei mishum de meloche gruhi kemoishem aforish. The other meloches we were aware of already. He didn't have to give such agdomen. But haitzo is a meloche gruhi, which later we'll see exactly what this means. So therefore he had to be magdim that there's a haitzois deiraisa. Yitzios, so Taisa says, Haitzois havalele misni. Theoretically, the Tana should have said Haitzois, as we mentioned before, because Yitzias means going out, which that alone does not speak about a malache. So the Tana should have said Haitzois. Elenoket Yitzios, lishna dikra. He wanted to hop on, even though the Loshen is not too clear, but there's a mile of lishna dikra. And the Pasuk says, Al yeitze ish mim koimoi, the darshinim ino, the gemara and erev and darshins from this posik, haitzo. How does haitzo come at al yeitze? Al yeitze im akeli lelake tamon. The person should not go out mim koimoi lelake tamon. So therefore, so the iser haitzo was mentioned in the Torah with a lotion of yitziyeh. So therefore, the Tana also started the Iser Eitzor with a Loshen of Yitzir. Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim. So Rashi explained the Mishneh. Shehein Arba Bifnim means that for the person who is standing in the house, there are Shtayim, that he is Mechuyiv Min HaTorah, and there are two more, which altogether will equal four, which is only Asa Midarabon. Kainire kemoi shemeforish Rashi kan. The way Rashi explains the Mishnah here, this is the best pshat. The mebefnim hainu lebalabayis ha'oimed befnim. That is the translation of befnim. The balabos who was oimed befnim, there are shtayim shein arbe. Ubechutz hainu lo'oni ha'oimed bechutz. Shtayim hoitzois vachnosis dechiyiv. Shein balu daitzois vachnosis deptur. That is how Rashi says over here, and Taisvis agrees with this pshat. Ubishvuis, in Mesechta Shvuis, Rashi translates the Mishnah differently. Perish Rashi bifnim, what is the translation of bifnim? Not lemisha oimed bifnim, no, bifnim means as follows. Hainu hachnosais pnim. Shnayim dechiyuv da'oni u'da'oshe. So according to Rashi in Shavuos, shtayim, there are two chiyuvei hachnosis, bifnim, and there are two osodike hachnosis. That is shtayim shein arba bifnim. He says the Tana is starting off by telling us there are two d'oraisa hachnosis, and there are two drabonim dikachnosis. That's the taich bifnim. Shnayim dechiyuv. And what are the two deraisa dikachnosis? The oni makes achnos, or the osher. Ushnayim deptul, and there are two drabonim dikachnosis. Ubachutz. And what is the translation? Shtayim shein arba bechutz. Hainu haitzo es chutz. That there are two the Araisa Diki Yitzis and two the Rabbana Diki Yitzis. The Ein Nire. So Taisva says that Pshat stimmt doch nicht. Mit the Pirish Mili the Oni Lechut u Mili the Osha Lechut. That means the way Rashi says it over here, so the Tana started speaking about the Balabos, Ha'oimed Bifnim, Ha'oimed Bechut. So when the Tana started explaining the Tziyurim, so he started speaking about Ha'oimid Bechutz, Poshet Ha'oni, Poshet Balabayis. So therefore, this is the Mishnah flows. It's a continuation of the halacha that he started off with. He started speaking about Ha'oimid Bechutz, then he spoke about Ha'oimid Bifnim, and since he's by Ha'oimid Bifnim, he explains Ha'oimid Bifnim, and then he goes back to Ha'oimid Bechutz. Mas mekefisha pirishka, ulapeirushe the hosom, according to Rashi's pshat, over there, loy hoya loy la'arev hoitzois vachnosois yach. So, if the Tana started off by telling us there are two oifanim of achnose, which are awesome in HaTorah, so when he starts explaining, why does he mix up Hachnos and Eitzo? He starts off, Poshetoni Yeshyodi Lefnim, V'nosun Sech Yodi Shabal Abayis. That's one Hachnos. And then he says, Oishanotol Mitoicha V'hoitzi. And then he starts speaking about Eitzo. If he's explaining Hachnos, so he should explain the two cases of Hachnos. Not to mix up Eitzo of Hachnos. So this, the Ramban wants to answer Rashi. We had the same thing at the beginning of Brochis, that really the Tana wanted to start explaining the first halacha of Achnosa. So he started off, Posha Ta'oni Es Yodi Lifnim, V'nosun L'sech Yodi Shabal Abayis. But since already was speaking about the Yoni already, so we're speaking about him, so already he said, he spoke about the hoitzo of the yoni. I'm speaking about the yoni already. Like this, more related that Bezom at Bez has a problem. The problem is that the Mishnah starts off yitzios, which theoretically means hoitzo. Hoitzo means, hoitzo mershus hayochid l'shus harabim. And right away, the Mishnah starts with a moshul of achnose. Poshat ha'oni es yodei lifnim. So the Gemara proves from the Poshat ha'oni es yodei lifnim that achnose kori yitzo. That is a Gemara daf beis amid beis. According to Rashi, if bifnim means achnose, so you can prove it from the first sentence of the Mishnah. You don't have to go to Poshat ha'oni es yodei lifnim. The first sentence of the Mishnah already proves that achnose is called yitzo. Because according to Rashi, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim means to bring in. So you start off with the Yitzias and you start speaking about Achnosis. That is the Rabbeinu Elchanan's Kasha. Mikoma keminir l'Rabbeinu Elchanan, midikoma b'gmore deikenami diktoni Yitzias, ukemeforish Achnosis la'alte, and the Gmore brings the Raya from Poshe Ta'oni Yeshyodi, according to Rashi, the Gemara could have proven it from the first Shura of the Mishnah. Poshat Balabayis es Yodai. Now, when we learn the Mishnah tells us there's a case of Haitzah, that the Balabos made a Haitzah from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. And then there's another case of Haitzah, that the Oni made the Haitzah from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRab. Teima l'ri. So the Ri asks a Moira d'Kekasha. This is repetitious. Amai tzorich lemasni tarti the Oni u'de balabayis. Why do you have to, this is not a new Meloche. The Meloche is Haitzah. The Haitzah is, you're taking out from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. What's the Chilek? If the Balabos is taking out, if the Oni is taking out, but it's the same Meloche. Why did the Tana make this two separate cases? It's one Meloche of Haitzah. V'chein b'rei shvu is the Meforish b'gmore, shtayim the Oni u'de Balabayis. There are two of the Oni and the Balabos. Mashayich likhoise shtayim. It's not two cases. Mali Oni, Mali Osher. It's one Meloche. What's the chilek if the Oni is making the Itzah or the Osher is making the Itzah? It is one Meloche of Itzah. V'nira l'ri. So here there's Amayr de Kelom de Shetais. So the Ri says as follows. The Itzach la'ashmi inon mishum da Itzah Meloche gruhi. Itzah is a Meloche gruhi. the mali moitzi mirshus hayochid lirshus harabim, mali moitzi mirshus hayochid lirshus hayochid. So the Ri says as follows. The exact translation, the hagdora of haitzor, what does haitzor mean? The pasuk says, al yaitze ish mimkoimoi, al yaitze ish mimkoimoi. And that means, if a chayfetz was in one mokoim, one should not be mishane the rishus of the chayfetz and put it in a different mokoim. So the hagdore of meleches haitzor is changing the rishus, taking it out from one mokoim and putting it into another mokoim. So Tosfos asks a very pertinent question. If that's the hagdora of the malache, so what is the difference if it was in one rishus hayochid and you're putting it in a different rishus hayochid, or if it was in the rishus hayochid, you're putting it in the rishus harabim? You accomplish the same thing. You are mishane the mokeim hachefetz. You are yoitzi hachefetz mim koimoi. So what's the chilik? Where you put it? If you put it in another rishus hayochid or you put it in the rishus harabim? The Kertes Vas Emes wants to say that the Iker Meloche is the Hoitzor, the taking out of the Rishus. Why do you have to make a Hanoche, the Vas Emes says? Because Kozman, it's not Munach, and the next Rishus, it's still, it didn't go out yet of the first Rishus. Like, an Eretz Yisrael Dike that came to Chutz Loretz, if he's died to Lachza, he's not out of Eretz Yisrael yet. You called out of that mokim when you're kaveya mokim in a different mokim. The melocha of Haitzor is, it was in one rishus, it left, you took it out of that rishus, and you put it into a different rishus. That is the melocha of Haitzor. So that's why you need hanoch in the other rishus. Then it's completely out of the rishus aleph. So Tosfos asks, if that's the tzur of the melocha, what's the chiluk if you put it into a different rishus hayochid, or you put it into a rishus harabim? There's one common denominator. It's out of the Rishus where it was before. So what does Tosfos mean to say? So Tosfos means to say, so we see Meleches Haitzor does not work with our mentality, with our logic. If you're going with logic, it doesn't make any sense. There's no difference. There's taka no difference, Tosfos wants to say. So what is taka pshat? So why is this also and this is mutter? So the Torah put a greyese in the halacha. There are 10 types of haitzor. This haitzor is osir and this haitzor is mutter. Why is it that way? There's no svara why there is that way. The Torah was megareya haitzor. You have the same haitzor. You have the same svara, the same lot, like there's a din ein loim dem treifes, let me say. It doesn't work with logic. This is osir and this is mutter. So haitzor also does not work with logic. Haitzor, as the Lashon HaRabban, it's halachis akurais. That means the halachis, you cannot build from the halachis. You cannot derive one halacha from the second halacha. It's an oko. There's no tilde. That means, so each one is a gzeiras akosim. It's a chiddush. Ve'ein lach bayalach hidushoi. So since haitzor is a meloche, which one cannot figure out with logic, because mirshus hayochid lishus hayochid is mutter, and mirshus hayochid lishus harabim is also. And theoretically, you're doing the same pule. You're mishane the rishus of the chayfetz. You're oikir it from the rishus that it was in, and you're putting it into different rishus. So since that is so, so Tosfos says, v'lehavi gamrinan haitzor da'oni mibalabayis. So now, if I will know that if the Oni took out a chayfetz from the bayis and put it into the Rishus HaRabim, I will not know if the Balabos took out the chayfetz from the bayis and put it into the Rishus HaRabim, if the same halacha applies. Here the Oni is taking into his Rishus, here the Balabos is putting out into a different Rishus. What's the difference? It's the same thing, you're changing the rishus of the chayfetz, but you can't say svaras what the difference is. Because we proved to you rishus hayochid is also, you're changing the rishus of the chayfetz. So therefore, lehavi gamrina neitzor da'oni mi balabayis, v'lei balabayis ma'oni. So therefore, the Tanya to tell you, no, these two are chayiv. Haitzor da'oni is chayiv, haitzor da'osher is chayiv. the Teda, and Taisa says, I'll prove it to you, that misvore, you would not know these two halachas, mit de itzterich trei kroi bo heitzo. There are two psukim that tell us heitzo is also. What are the two psukim? Kedenav kolom bereisha zoyrik. This is the pasuk that Rashi brought. Vayikolei ha'om mehavi. And this is speaking about that they should not bring the nidvas ha'mishkan in Shabbos to the machna leviyah. So that's one pasuk. That Moshe Rabbeinu told them they should not bring. Ubesoif perikam de'erevin nafkelon mikro achine. There's another gemara, an erevin that learns out that darshinen al yeitze ishmim koimoi al yeitze. A person should not take out something from the mokem achayfet. Posem porich miksiv al yeitze. The gemara asks, it doesn't say al yeitze, it says al yeitze. But al koponim, so Taisva says, we have two psukim. One pasuk says, Vayikolei ha'om mehovi, and another pasuk says, Al yoytzi ishmim kaimai. And both of them are speaking about Haitza. The first pasuk is speaking about they shouldn't take from the oil to machne to the Rishus Arabim. And the second pasuk is speaking about they should not take mim kaimai to Rishus Arabim. So why do we need two psukim? So the teretz is, Vahainu mishum de melochi gruahi. Since Haitzo is a malachi geruah, it's tzrich tavayu, chad la'oni v'chad la'osher. And the Taisus HaRosh elaborates, vayikolei ha'om mehovi, from bringing, so it would seem this is the Haitzo, the oni, he's bringing it to himself, he's standing outside and he's taking it out, so that's called havor. And the other pasuk says, al yoytzi ishmim kaimai, this is the Haitzo of the balabais, he's giving out. So Memele, so we see there are two psukim which speak about Eitzo. V'chein, and then Taisa says we see another very interesting aspect about Meleches Eitzo. B'chol toldeis the oves meloches, by all the toldeis, loichashinin sheyehei b'mishkan ela oves bulvat. It is only necessary that the av should be b'mishkan. The tolda, the melacha which we derive from the Av, that does not have to be b'mishkan. U'b'teildes ta'itzah b'inan sh'yiyah b'mishkan. The teildes of Eitzah have to be b'mishkan. Disnan b'hazoyrik, we learned in Hazoyrik as follows. Shtei gzusterois zu kineged zu. Shtei gzusterois means you have two balconies, zu kineged zu. One is opposite the other, and there's a Rishus HaRabim Beinehem. That means, if we will assume this is a Rishus HaRabim, so if you have one balcony over here, and one balcony on the opposite side of the Rishus HaRabim, so the Mishnah says as follows, HaMoshit, if one hands over from one Gezustere to the other Gezustere, or VaHazayrik Mizu Lezu, Potter, you are potter. Hoyu shteihem bidyuta achas. But what if you have two balconies on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim? That means you have one house over here and one house on the next, the right afterwards. And you have two balconies jutting out over the Rishus HaRabim. And one will hand out, going with the length of the Rishus HaRabim, he'll hand out from one balcony to the second balcony. So there the halacha is, Hazoyrek Potter v'hamoyshet chayiv. And how did, so this is a told of a Tzotah.